Okay, Maharaj.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjavi Kope Janabhava Kirivarada Kope Janabhava Kirivarada
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Jai Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th Canto, Chapter 7, Verse 13.
今天我们来讲 圣典菩萨瓦坛 第11篇 第7章 世界13.
Shishuku Vajra Yitya Dishto Bhagavata Mahabhagavato Ripatun Dava Pranipatyaha Tattvam Jagasur Achutam Shishuku Vacha Ityadishto Bhagavata Mahabhagavato Nipa Uddhava Pranipatyaha Tattvam Jagasur Achutam Shishuku Vacha Ityadishto Bhagavata Mahabhagavato Nipa Uddhava Pranipatyaha Tattvam Jagasur Achutam. It was Shukavacha. Shukadev Goswami said.
Shukadev Goswami sure.
It is thus.
Rutsu.
Adishta instructed.
Chiaodaola.
Bhagavata. By the Supreme Lord.
被至尊主.
Mahabhagavata. The exalted devotee of the Lord.
主的崇高奉献者.
Nipa, O King.
国王啊.
Udava. Prani, after bowing down to offer respects.
顶礼膜拜之后.
Spoke.
讲述.
Tattvam, the scientific truth.
科学的真理.
Jigyasu, being eager to learn.
渴望学习.
Achutta, the infallible
personality.像毫无谬误的人格神手.
Okay, three personality like Krishna, Thus instructed is Purity Uddhava, who was eager to receive knowledge from the Lord. Uddhava then offered obeisances to the Lord and spoke as follows.
译文：须舒克对勾萨米说：“王啊，至尊人格守神主 Krishna 就这样教导了，渴望从他那里获得知识的纯粹浮现者乌达瓦。”然后乌达瓦向主顶礼膜拜，并如下说道。
Our part, the answer. The verse described here as Tattvam Jigyasu, desiring to know the truth. It is clear from previous verses that Sri Uddhava is a pure devotee of Lord Krishna, who is devoted to serving the Lord Krishna to be the protector of the life. Tattvam Jigyasu indicates that since Lord Krishna is about to leave the earth,Uddhava is most anxious to keep in his understanding of the Lord, so that he can further advance in loving service at the mercy of the sweet. Unlike for a scholar, a pure devotee is not here to accomplish personal gratification.
这里说 Uddhava 是 Tattvam Jigyasu 渴望了解真理。前几师节清楚说明Sri Uddhava 是主 Krishna 的纯粹奉献者，他认为为主 Krishna 从事奉献服务是生命的完美，因此 Tattvam Jigyasu 预示着主 Krishna 即将离开地球，所以 Uddhava 渴望迫切渴望加深自己对主的了解，以便在为主的奉莲花足措奉爱服务中更进一步。纯粹奉献者不为满足私欲而渴求知识，他们跟普通的哲学家和学者截然不同。
Deham Chidri Shuta Kamalam Shiguru Vaishnavastra Shrupan Sajigata Abhyatan Vitantam Sajivandi Abhadutam Abhani Krishna Chaitanya Shri Chitra Abhishap Astagina Abhishap 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 a b hSo, Uddhava, of course, is pure devotee.
Uddhava is 纯粹奉献者.
He knows everything, but he's very eager. What?
Sorry, just now there are echoes, so cannot hear very clearly. Can you, pardon, can you repeat?
Did you hear it get more knowledge from the Lord?
Oh, Uddhava 很渴望从主那里学习更多的知识。
That's the nature of the devotee. Uddhava knows everything already, you know.
这是奉献者的本性，乌德瓦他已经了解了一切了。
Went to Vrindavan, he spoke to the gopis for 2 months all about Krishna, and so much wanted to.
乌德瓦曾经去 Vrindavan 待了2个月，跟牧牛姑娘们交谈。
The gopis they're happy to hear more.Arjuna also said that they're tired and bitter.
但是奉献者很乐于聆听更多的，正如阿朱那，他渴望了解更多。
In the sages of Namishraniya system, this is desirable. When really in love with Krishna, then you're interested to hear about him more and more.
正如乃米舍然亚森林的圣哲们，他们非常迫切渴望聆听。
Someone is trying to get knowledge to show off or something, and they may not want to hear all the time, but the devotee, they just want to hear to chant all the time.
有的人学习知识是为了炫耀，而这样的人，他们并不想一直不断的聆听。但是奉献者，他们渴望一直不断的聆听。
Association of Krishna devotees, which we can get by reading here, because they're aware of sitting with Uddhava, Krishna, and Maitreya, and all kinds of great saint people, love them.
我们在这里就是跟乌德瓦、玛切亚、克里什纳和圣典菩萨瓦在联谊。
So, I want to read the next verse because that's where it really says what the Lord is going to say.
来读下一个。
A little bit of quality.
下一个世界在展示乌德瓦的品质。
He wants to advance the woman's servants, not just trying to learn things to show off to be a participant.
他想在奉献服务当中取得进步，而并不是炫耀他自己了解了多少。
Contestant reported, Yoga Isha, O giver of all results of yoga.
一切瑜伽结果的赐予者呀。
Yoga means who by your own power yoga, even upon those who are following.
骑着您的力量，您赐予那些没资格的人瑜伽的结果。
Yoga on.O Supreme Soul realized through yoga.
透过瑜伽得以觉悟了的至尊灵魂啊。
Origin of all mystic power.
一切玄秘力量的源泉啊。为了终极的。
For the
ultimate,
you have spoken about.
你讲述了。
Chaga, renunciation.
弃绝。
Sannyas, the acceptance of the order of sannyas.
接受。脱僧的进阶。
Lakshana characterized.
以什么为特征
？Translation. Uddhava said, "My dear Lord, you alone award the results of yoga practice, and you are so kind that by your own influence you distribute the perfection of yoga to your devotee. Thus, you are the supreme soul who is realized through yoga, and it is you who are the origin of all mystery."For my supreme benefit, who have explained the procedure of giving up the material world through the process of sannyas.
译文：虚无大法说，我亲爱的主，是您赐予瑜伽修习的成果， 您如此仁慈，凭借您自身的影响力，您把瑜伽的完美境界派发给您的奉献者，因此您是通过瑜伽而被觉悟到的至尊灵魂，您就是一切神秘力量之源。为了我至高福祉，您强解了通过接受 Sannyas 弃绝阶层并弃物质世界的程序。
OK， 这个错你要去为 Divine Grace is Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The word yogi indicates that the Supreme Personality of Godhead awards the results of all yoga practice. All the parallel spiritual worlds emanate from the transcendent body of Krishna. There is nothing to be achieved by any yoga except Krishna and his potencies. The Lord remains eternally the master of his potencies. No one can achieve anything through yoga, any spiritual and material thought, except by the sanction of the Supreme Personality. The yoga is linked unless we accept with the evidence of truth, we remain covered by the darkness of ignorance. Thus, Krishna is the only yoga.
要这里的 Togesha 一词指的是至尊人格守神自于对瑜伽修习的成果。既然所有物质和灵性世界皆流源自 Krishna 的超人身体，那么凭借瑜伽程序没有什么不能达到，除 Krishna 和他的能量。既然主永远是他各种能量的主人，那么只有至尊守神的庇佑，否则谁也不能通过瑜伽或任何其他灵性或物质程序得到什么。Yoga 一词的意思是连接，除非我们跟绝对真理连接上，否则始终被愚昧的黑暗覆盖，因此 Krishna 就是瑜伽的目标。
Yoga here refers to ultimately body yoga, the body. But any kind of yoga, whatever, looking for this power, it's given by Krishna, so he's the real goal.
在这里的瑜伽指的是奉爱瑜伽。Krishna 他是终极的目标。
Vasudeva para mukha, Vasudeva para yoga, Vasudeva para kriya. In other words, Krishna.
刚才这个师姐指的就是 Krishna， 他是一切。
Knowledge is Krishna in all the scriptures.
他是所有经典的知识的对象。
The purpose of doing sacrifice.
那所有祭祀的目标呢，也是指向 Krishna。觉悟的目标也是 Krishna。 所有的活动也都是为了 Krishna。 所有知识的对象是 Krishna。
It is rendering loving service to him.
所以人们应该为 Krishna 履行奉爱服务。
So, whatever someone's doing, really, the way Krishna's doing it in the way Krishna's doing it.
The echoes cannot hear clearly last sentence.
If you reconnect, that's what we have to do. Type the blessed.
Okay.
You can call that.
Sati.
Yes, yes, 我再重新呼一下吗？还是不？要重新呼一下吗？对，刚才我这边说话的时候就断掉了。
Sounds better now.
It's better now. 好一些吧。
A better.
好，好。
Okay. Okay.
So yoga really means to connect and link up, and that means, you know, it should be with Krishna, not just to make a body healthy or beautiful or famous, because we think there's so many.
Yoga, 瑜伽这个一词的真正的含义就是连接，它并不是指的一种什么，就是一种体位啊，什么，或者是让人的身体变得更加健康美丽，或者获得什么财富名声。如果不能透过瑜伽了解 Krishna， 那么是没有用处的。
Yoga, so all mystic powers. So even if someone does tremendous yoga and gets so many mystic powers, it's all given by Krishna, and it's nothing compared to Krishna's mystic powers.
即便一个人他透过瑜伽获得的玄秘力量，那这个玄秘力量也是 Krishna 给予的。那没因为 Krishna 没有什 Krishna 拥有最大的玄秘力量。
This morning about the battle between the demons and the demigods.
我们可以透过就是这个与恶魔的作战可以看到。
And demons, anything an illusion, like magic, and it looks like it was a huge mountain on top of the gods, and all kinds of stones were falling off, terrible wild animals.Terrible things, and they got scared. It was all illusion, but they looked completely real. Yeah.
就恶魔，他在战场上，他们会从天而降一些巨大的山脉，或者是一些很多的幻象。那么下面的人都会被吓坏了，都是恶魔的玄秘神通。
So the demigods prayed to Lord Vishnu.
在这种时候呢，半神就开始向主祈祷。
And he appeared, and as soon as he appeared, and just looked, all the illusion disappeared. And all the magic was finished.
一旦主出现了，所有的幻象就自然的就消退了。
All the mystic power comes from.So now there's magicians, not they can't do quite that much, but they can create. You can think something's there, but it's not there. You can't see something that is there.
现代的魔术师呢，他们仅仅是能够大变活人，或者是把人变没了，仅此而已。
Okay, we'll do the next paragraph. In the material world, we falsely try to link ourselves with the objects of the senses. Man wants to link with woman and woman with man. Or one tries to link with the nationalism, socialism, capitalism, or innumerable other creations of the illusory energy of the Lord. Since we are linking ourselves to temporary objects, the relationships are temporary, the results are temporary. In the time of death, we become bewildered when all of our connections are suddenly cut off by Maya. If we link ourselves to Krishna, however, our relationship with him will continue even after death. As explained in the Bhagavad Gita, the relationship with Krishna that we develop in this life will continue to increase in our next life until we achieve the supreme goal of entering Krishna's planet. Those who sincerely serve the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, following in the transcendental lifestyle prescribed by the Lord, will enter the Lord's abode.
在物质世界，我们错误地试图把自己跟感官对象连接在一起。男人想连接女人，女人想连接男人，或者想跟民族主义、社会主义、资本主义，或者想跟主的迷幻能量的无数其他创造物连接起来。由于我们跟所连接的短暂对象的关系是暂时的，所以结果也是暂时的。死亡之际，当我们的所有连接突然被玛雅砍断时，我们势必困惑茫然。然而，人若与 Krishna 连接，我们跟他的关系甚至在死后仍继续存在。正如《薄伽梵歌》阐明的，我们今生所发展出的跟 Krishna 的关系，在来世会加深，直到我们达到终极目标，进入 Krishna 的星球。那些诚心诚意服务 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 使命的人，奉行主指定的超然方生活方式，在他们生命结束时必然进入主的居所。
So that we're trying to connect with something, but we have to learn what is the ultimate goal of whatever else we're doing in this world. We have to work in this world, we have to make money, we have to have families, but we have to understand we want to make whatever we do with the steps towards Krishna, that the goal is Krishna.
我们在这个世界上从事的活动，我们应该知道目标是 Krishna。
Otherwise people are trying to, you know, connect with a woman for sense gratification, connect with a group to make more money, but if they think that's the ultimate goal, they'll never be happy。
否则的话，人们就会觉得目标就是跟女人连接，跟一个团体连接，或者跟金钱连接，他们的目标就是赚钱，但是这并不能让他们感到快乐。
The mystic yogis, they can get power to manipulate the material energy or create illusions, make people think that they're God even, but it's all very temporary, borrowed from Krishna, compared to Krishna's.
有一些玄秘瑜伽师、玄秘师呢，他们甚至可以操纵物质的能量，但是这一种操纵呢，跟 Krishna 比起来，简直是微不足道，不值得一提。
So at the time of death, even if someone has money, it's all finished. All their friends, all their beauty, everything is gone.But if you have Krishna, then you stay with Krishna. This is because it's spiritual. It's not a temporary material creation.
在死亡之际呢，所有的朋友，所有的这物质联系都会消失，但是 Krishna 不会消失，因为 Krishna 是灵性的。
So whatever relationship we have with Krishna,Even after death, it'll stay with us. This requires some spiritual realization.
无论我们跟 Krishna 建立的什么样的联系，都会始终在那里，甚至死后也将继续。
Maya did, and they were threatening to kill him and everything.
恶魔们想杀死主。
He said, you know, if you don't stop chanting, then we're going to kill you. the government, if you don't stop coming.
政府说，如果你们不停止唱诵，他们就会杀死你。
You can cut my body to pieces, but I will never stop chanting.
这个刚才就是，穆斯林的那些总督说，你必须得停止念诵，否则杀了你。那哈尔达斯回答说，你把我切成碎片，我也不会停止念诵的。
You can cut it as new, you know, completely as new as the body and the spirit and soul.
Hi.哈尔达斯他深知自己不是这个物质躯体，而是永恒的灵魂，即便在这个物质躯体结束之后，他仍然存在着。
There's more paragraphs in this report. One can never achieve a permanent situation by mental speculation, and what to speak of by ordinary material sense gratification. By the methods of Hatha Yoga, Karma Yoga, Raja Yoga, Jnana Yoga, etc., one does not actually awaken his propensity for rendering eternal loving service to the personality of Godhead.Thus, one is bereft of the transcendental taste of spiritual enjoyment. Sometimes a conditioned soul, disgusted by his failure to gratify his senses, bitterly decides to renounce the material world and merge into an impersonal pains. But our actual happy situation is to render loving service at the lotus feet of the personality of God. The yoga processes gradually lead on the love of God. And it is God, Krishna's aim to.Reestablish the conditioned soul with stabilization. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is making the direction easily available through the chanting of the holy name of Krishna for this age.
靠心智推敲，人永远不能到达永恒的境地，更何况凭借普通的物质感官享乐。通过哈塔瑜伽、Karma瑜伽、Raja瑜伽、Jnana瑜伽。等等，不能实际的唤醒为人格守神做永恒的爱心服务的倾向，如此人便丧失灵性喜乐的品味。有时受条件限制的灵魂因未能满足感官而产生厌烦情绪，遂悲痛地拒绝物质世界，与没无痛感的非人格超然合二为一。但是我们真实的快乐境界是为人格神守的莲花族从事奉爱服务，各种各样的瑜伽程序逐渐引人到达深爱守神的境界，而使受条件限制的灵魂重获这种快乐，正是主 Krishna 的目的所在。 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 以唱诵 Krishna 的圣名，即这个年代的至高瑜伽程序，使人轻易到达这种完美的境界。
Getting ultimately to Krishna.
The other
karma and jnana. Some people don't even know what the goal is, so it's taken the world.
有些jnana四辩瑜伽师啊，果报工作者，他们甚至不知道终极的目的是应该是 Krishna.
But.Chaitanya is a constant movement to make it simple.
He
empowered the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra direction yoga.
Again, the echoes.
Okay. Is it better now?
Better.
Okay. So, look, Chaitanya has a Akama mantra, which is very simple for anyone in Kali Yuga. The processes of yoga, karma, again, to do perfectly are very, very difficult and take a long time. And in Kali Yuga, very few people could actually do it.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 让这个瑜伽程序变得非常简单，只要念诵 Hare Krishna Mahamantra 就可以了。普通的，一般来说，这种思辨瑜伽或者是夜报瑜伽是非常困难的，一般人很难做到。
And even if they do perfectly these other processes, then they will come to Bhakti Yoga. Chaitanya has made it that we can immediately come to Bhakti Yoga simply by chanting the name.
即便他们完美的实践了所有其他的瑜伽程序，最终也会上升到 Bhakti 瑜伽、风海瑜伽。但是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 直接就把风海瑜伽赐给了世人，让他们直接来到这个风海瑜伽当中。
So he's begging, and we're, as his servants, begging everybody, please chant Hare Krishna, please read Bhagavad Gita. You know, don't waste your time.
他的仆人们就恳求人们，请念诵 Hare Krishna 吧，请读国家唱歌吧，不要浪费时间了。
You're just wasting your time for mundane sense gratification. Even those who are...They may not even know the goal, but it's very troublesome and difficult to make this easy and listen.
普通的人呢，他们浪费时间用于感官享乐，他们不知道目标 Krishna 才是终极的目标所在。
It's just like taking the elevator. We can walk up the stairs, say, on the 20 or 30 floor, but it's not so easy. But also they have the elevator, you can go very fast. So most people prefer the elevator.
就像有楼梯，你可以走楼梯，一节一节的爬上去。你也可以选择电梯，直接升到楼顶。
So, in Bhakti Yoga, we find out, and of course, it's very simple, just chant Hare Krishna. But to chant Hare Krishna quickly, then we have to learn how to serve the devotees, how to avoid offenses, follow regulated principles. But if one is chanting sincerely, then those things become easy also.
在风海瑜伽当中呢，我们学习了怎样去跟奉献者联谊。如何应该尽量避免冒犯？但是如果一个人真诚的、努力的念诵 Hare Krishna， 一切就自动的揭示给他。
Okay, so let's see if we have any questions. Yeah, we're praying, you know, the people of China because it sounds really crazy, but none of them are getting sick or something.
We haven't heard of any devotee get sick.
And it's very sad for my poor that the Chinese devotees are not there anymore. It's very important if they said that.
Maharaj 说，马普他们那边感觉到很难过，因为中国奉献者没有去。所以因为中国奉献者是非常重要的，所以他们感觉挺悲伤的。
And even I can't go to China because I'm in China. So the Indian is so worried about that disease and whether anyone is in China comes.
Mara 也去不了中国，因为去不了马普，因为印度人他现在特别害怕病毒，所以因为马尔来过中国，所以不能进入印度。
Okay, so do you have any questions?
我们看一下有没有问题。
稍等一下。
Wait for some time.
Yeah.
Now there's a question from Radha Ananda. 深深顶拜敬爱的圣古鲁德瓦，请问好品性是真达 Krishna 的唯一条件吗？只是唱诵圣名就可以滋养出好的品性吗？感恩翻译。The question from Radha Ananda. Obeisance to dear Srila Gurudev. My question is good quality the only qualification to attain Lord Krishna? And by chanting the holy name, one can cultivate good quality. Is that right?
And qualities, you know, that's not just good, so called good faith itself will not give us the person. But good quality means someone's a pure devotee. And if someone's a pure devotee, then you should see everyone and everyone here.Good qualities will automatically come. But if somebody's just very beautiful or nice or very charitable or not a devotee, then that's no useless. Yes, it might help them to get to Krishna eventually.
成为主的纯粹奉献者，哎，自动培养出所有的好的品质了。好的品质并不是指的一个人长相很英俊，很善良，很好心，或者是慷慨大度。当然，这些优良的品质也有助于一个人达到 Krishna。
So the thing is chanting only without to do that properly, we have to serve devotees, we have to be friendly to everyone.Then we can gradually be benedictine and chant perfectly.
要做到这一点，就是通过没有冒犯的念诵圣名。要想没有冒犯念诵圣名，我们应该服务奉献者，应该对众生很友善，这样能够帮助我们完美的念诵圣名。
Okay.
The second question from Kripana Vatsala Basi Hare Krishna, 深深顶拜敬爱的圣姑 Deva. 关于念诵的圈数，有奉献说每次增加之后就不能再减少。那么每天念诵的圈除了16圈之外，也必须是固定的数量吗？萨提，最后一句什么意思呢？天念诵的圈数除了16圈外，
他的意思就是说，每天固定16圈之后，就是要增加念诵，是不是也要固定增加圈数？
哦，明白了，有可以，明白了。The question from Kripana Vatsala Dasi, Hare Krishna, obeisance to dear Gurudev.Then except the chanting 16 rounds that it said that as once we set up the the rounds we are going to chant, we cannot reduce the number of the rounds. The questions that accept 16 rounds, then the extra rounds should also be fixed up and also cannot reduce it.
Just try to chant more and more if we can.
如果我们能够的话，我们会唱诵的越来越多。
That's why we say at least 16 rounds, never less.
所以我们说的是至少16圈，不能低于16圈。
Although Prabhupada said, you know, if for some reason, you know, there's a big emergency or you're very, very sick or something, you can't chant 16 rounds, and you can chant extra another day and make up for it. But we shouldn't have to go, well, I'm tired, you know, not break our lives, you know, let's chant. And chant more, that's...
帕帕说过，如果一个人他有病了、生病了，或者是遇到紧急情况了，他可以如果没念诵完，可以改天补上。但是呢，他不能就是找借口说：“哎呀，我太累了，我不能念十六圈。”her question is that it seems that the question is she want to chant more than 16 rounds, and as soon as she determined to chant more rounds, cannot reduce the rounds. Is that right?
Can't reduce what rounds? You can't reduce the 16 rounds.
Not.
I chanted 45 rounds, so tomorrow I can only chant 9 rounds. Okay. No. Make a vow, I'm going to chant 20 rounds every day, then you shouldn't reduce. If you're just trying to chant extra as much as you can, sometimes you may be able, you know, like if you have a long train ride or you have to wait somewhere, maybe you can chant.A lot more than some days you might, if you're busy, you can't do that. But at least we have to find a way to chant 16.
这个关键的就是我们会尽可能的念诵的越来越多。就比如说有的时候我们有空闲时间，或者是我们那时候就可以念很多的圈数，但可能换一天呢，我们会非常非常忙碌。那至少呢，我们不能低于十六圈。The next question， 小小的。
All right.
The next question， 图图，顶拜亲爱的咕噜，奉爱瑜伽是瑜伽的最终目标。有那么多人练习各种瑜伽，为什么选择奉爱瑜伽的人却很少呢？怎么可以让这些人接受奉爱瑜伽才是终极的目标呢？ Obeisance, dear guru. Bhakti yoga is the ultimate goal of yoga. But there are so many people, they practice all kinds of yoga. Why there are so less peoplechoose Bhakti Yoga. How can we let these people accept that Bhakti Yoga is the ultimate goal of yoga?
Well, by Kirtan.
通过 Kirtan.
Kirtan and Prasadam purifies people. They can understand.
Kirtan 和 Prasadam可以净化人们，让他们有理解力，能够明白。
So Chaitanya gave that process in the kirtan. Everybody chant, because that purifies consciousness, and then they can understand. Otherwise, they are conditioned and they want sense gratification. Some want a higher level of sense gratification and different mental or physical.
朱彩丹尼亚给予了这个程序，就是 Kirtan， 让人们唱，通过唱诵，他们就进化了，最终获得了理解力。否则的话，他们只会接受感官享乐，会把感官享乐的目标定得越来越高。
Most people aren't really doing any kind of yoga, but Krishna says, Manushyanam Sahasreshu, that out of many million, only one might have any interest in spiritual life or self-realization.
Krishna 在《佛家梵歌》当中就说到了，在千千万万的人当中呢，很少有人对于自我觉悟感兴趣。
Not all of those, only one know me in truth.
Very
rare.
了解我的，而在这些人当中，真正了解我的人是非常罕见的。
So this is the material world where everyone has come to get away from serving Krishna. So to teach them again that they should be serving Krishna, it takes them.Prayer and in this Kali Yuga, Lord Chaitanya is very merciful. We try to spread the kirtan as much as possible. Whatever reason people join the kirtan, they get purified by the Kali Yuga.
这是物质世界，人们来到物质世界就是为了逃避奉爱服务，所以。我们通过给予他们 Kirtan， 想方设法的让他们加入 Kirtan， 让他们能够获得净化，得到理解力。
Then,
chant
more yourself, pray, be pure yourself, and that will attract people. People have some interest, you know, they need to read the Bhagavad Gita.
你自己念诵，你自己也唱诵，然后想为别人祈祷，让他们读《佛家梵歌》。
You know, anybody can do anything for any reason. So, someone might even chant, but for material, they're thinking for material gain. Their progress will be very slow. Their spiritual progress.They keep chanting, eventually get some realization.
有的人他甚至可以为了物质的好处去念诵。终极而言，如果他们能够去念诵，对他们有好处。
That goes for us also. Just keep chanting. And praying to Krishna, please let me chant attentively. And make, you know, render service in a humble state of mind.And Krishna,
至少我们自己，我们要一直不断的念诵，而且非常专注的念诵。我们应该保持非常的谦卑，向 Krishna 祈祷，让 Krishna 会我们结识。
You can try to engage in some service with Krishna, whether it's eating sadhana or dancing in the kirtan or whatever. Then Krishna will gradually give the knowledge. What's the one on this
one? Mahasava, 从奉献服务，能够聆听到 kirtan, Krishna 会赐予他们知识。
Okay, Krishna.
这样可以吗？回答。Kripana Vatsala does it say said that thank you, Gurudev.
Yeah, thank you for my question. So it's very Bhagavad Gita more because in the purports you'll find all these answers.
Oh, 也感谢你的问题。
Verse 6 or 7 verses at Bhadeshamrita, you'll find also answers for all these kind of questions.
嗯，你读《薄伽梵歌》，连同这个教旨，你就会找到问题的答案。还有在教诲的甘露当中，也给出了所有这些问题的答案。
Okay, let's see you on Friday morning. I'm not sure I can make it. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, somebody made a phone early in the morning, but I think I can.
Okay.
Hare Krishna. So young now.
And
if I'm okay, so bye bye. Everybody's healthy, all the time.
晚上是让大家保持健康。
They're selling special masks, they say. Ordinary masks don't work for this virus, and you have to get the special one.
Special mask.
Yeah. You know, the other ones don't work. This is a special corona mask. So, also, karma. Some people just hate it.So, yo, 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 yo,
yo, yo, yo, yo,
yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo,
yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo,那我们的今天晚上的晚课就到这里，感谢大家聆听，感谢 Mara 的精彩讲课 Hare Krishna， 周五早上见。